From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to deliver a historic speech to the African Union. President Obama ends his two-nation African visit today with an unprecedented address to the African Union headquartered in Addis Ababa. Monday, Mr. Obama discussed the conflict in South Sudan with regional leaders. In talks with Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, the president acknowledged a frank discussion on human rights, where the government has complete control of parliament and the media.
In a global economy that's increasingly driven by technology and the internet, continued growth in Ethiopia depends on the free flow of information and open exchanges of ideas. I believe that when all voices are being heard, when people know that they're included in the political process, that makes a country stronger and more successful and more innovative.
Mr. Hailemariam said Ethiopia is committed to improving human rights and governance. Mr. Obama also expressed concern about the South Sudan situation. Penalties against leaders there are under consideration if an August 17 deadline for a peace deal is not reached. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security following last week's attacks in Turkey. Monday, the U.S. said it's working with Ankara on a plan to clear IS insurgents from northern Syria. A U.S. official said the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along the border with Syria. But U.S. spokesman John Kirby says despite media reports in Turkey, there's been no decision on creating a no-fly zone over Syria.
There's no imposition of a no-fly zone, and we're not considering one. But what is under consideration is, you know, deepening cooperation with our Turkish allies to counter ISIL in northwest Syria. We're going to continue to talk with them about how to do that.
The U.S. is concerned creation of a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government air raids in the region would draw U.S. forces deeper into the civil war. This is VOA News. The U.S. issued its annual human rights report Monday, showing that widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes on the world economy, leaving millions exploited. Secretary of State John Kerry calls the exploitation modern slavery, brutalizing girls and women into prostitution, forcing many others into low-wage jobs, even if they're paid for work at all.
And by issuing it, we want to bring to the public's attention the full nature and scope of a $150 billion illicit trafficking industry. And it is an industry. We want to provide evidence and facts that will help people who are already striving to achieve reforms to alleviate suffering and to hold people accountable.
Among the nearly 190 ranked governments on combating human trafficking, the U.S. moved Cuba, with whom it has just renewed diplomatic ties, off its blacklist onto a watch list to see whether its island neighbor acts to improve its human rights record. The report also elevated Malaysia, which Washington has included in a prospective Pacific Rim trade deal, to the watch list. Secretary Kerry will set out this weekend on a trip to the Middle East and Southeast Asia, taking him to Egypt, Qatar, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. His first effort will be to promote the Iran nuclear deal. He'll take part in a Gulf Cooperation Council meeting in Doha to try to ease concerns about that agreement. In Burundi, the parliament sat for the first time Monday after President Pierre Nkurunziza won a disputed third term in office last week. Main opposition leader Agathon Rwasa said he'll play the game despite boycotting the polls as not credible. Mr. Nkurunziza's bid to seek re-election was criticized as unconstitutional and provoked violent street protests, a refugee exodus, and an attempted coup. Meanwhile, UN electoral observers say last week's vote was not inclusive, free and credible poll. The observers said the election was marred by a lack of freedom of expression and the press. A terror attack in India's Punjab state left at least 10 dead, prompting authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinanagar, opening fire as they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, engaging in a nearly 12-hour gun battle that killed all the attackers. China's benchmark stock market in Shanghai dropped another 4% in early trading today after losing 8.5% Monday, the sharpest one-day decline in 8 years. World markets also fell. Some analysts say Chinese investors were engaged in profit-taking following the government's massive capital support, which helped stabilize the market for the past 3 weeks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.